We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, optimistic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 in Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Souk Bator, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongolj. In Dajun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dajun Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utuz, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongjia Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Expanded Support Program donates $25 million for HIV/AIDS work in Zimbabwe. In environmental news, Formosan or Taiwanese children take action on saving the earth. In technology news, His Majesty the King of Spain inaugurates a telescope on the Canary Islands. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 26th, respected Japanese scientist, writer, educator and environmental activist Dr. Jinzaburo Takagi was born in 1938 in Maebashi, Japan. Dr. Takagi devoted much of his life to the non-profit Citizens Nuclear Information Center, CNIC, which he established in 1975. He authored books and articles promoting peace, protection of the earth and a sustainable future. In addition, he founded the Takagi School to encourage public participation in safeguarding the planet. His accolades include the Right Livelihood Award in 1997, the Yokotada Human Rights Award in 1992, and the Ihatobe Award. May the legacy of Dr. Jinzaburo Takagi and other like-minded individuals help inspire timely actions for a viable planet.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. Beginning July 17th, the worst downpours in 30 years slashed Pakistan, taking at least 26 lives and injuring over 150 in the city of Karachi and surrounding regions. Less fortunate women and children were most affected, and the local electric company declared a red alert due to dangerous conditions posed by the downed power lines.
Supreme Master Qinghai on July 20th quickly donated $15,000 in emergency assistance, conveying her sorrow and loving prayers. This amount could purchase approximately $271,000 in supplies in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Two of our association members from Singapore and two from Formosa or Taiwan quickly flew to Karachi on July 23rd, where they were joined by a local association member. The Red Crescent Society of Pakistan's provincial secretary, Mr. Kambar Wasim, arranged for the disaster management manager, Mr. Z.A. Shah, to drive them in a Red Crescent Jeep to the refugee camp in the affected Thatta district.
After an initial assessment visit, our association's relief team purchased and packed relief supplies, then returned with Mr. Shah to the three villages in the Thatta district that had been hardest hit by the storms. There, they were able to deliver aid to some 650 families, including financial contributions to pay for the medical treatment of a critically ill father with a small child, as well as a disabled orphan. The residents, along with the Red Cross and Red Crescent staff, expressed their gratitude for Master's aid.
We would like to thank extremely to the Supreme Master for this kind support and your donation to these most vulnerable people. And also, I extend our all full cooperation for this humanitarian cause to the Supreme Master Association.
We are especially grateful for the devoted help of Mr. Kambar Wasim, Mr. Z.A. Shah, and the Red Crescent staff. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her far-reaching love and support to the uprooted families and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts.
Supreme Master Qinghai also sent a special message of appreciation for the relief efforts. Glorious souls, I can't thank you enough. Pray God to bless you manifold.
With Allah's grace, may the Pakistani people be swiftly restored to lives of stability and fulfillment as we work to lessen such events through our greater kindness toward all beings.
Multinational efforts contain Greek fires. As winds subsided on Monday, firefighters were able to prevent a massive wildfire from reaching Athens. 19 water-dropping aircraft, along with up to 2,000 firefighters, soldiers, and volunteers, worked together to extinguish the blaze, with 1,000 firefighters remaining to be able to quickly respond in case gale winds pick up the flames again. France, Italy, Cyprus, Spain, Turkey, and the European Union all sent planes to help. Several dozen people sustained injuries, with thousands displaced and 150 homes damaged. Speaking of the 21,000 hectares left barren by the flames, Greek head of the World Wildlife Fund, Dimitri Karavelas, said, "We have lost a precious filter to freshen up our air. The climate is going to get worse again. The temperature will rise and the quality of life of all Athenians is going to be affected." Meanwhile, five other fires continue to burn across the nation.
On August 23rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her condolences and prayers, pledging $15,000 for urgent supplies and assistance to children and the elderly. "Our deep thankfulness, firefighters, soldiers, and volunteers, for your brave efforts to put out the fires, and to Mr. Karavelas and World Wildlife Fund for your important warnings of the true cost of the flames. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving care of those most in need. May we all join hands in being better stewards to protect Greece, our beautiful earth, and all her inhabitants."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Human activities to cause more pandemics. Scientists such as U.S. epidemiologist Larry Brilliant warned that we are entering the age of the pandemic, where infectious disease outbreaks such as swine flu are becoming more common due to increased human-animal contact in such settings as the extreme filth of farmed animal conditions, as well as animal hunting and habitat destruction.
In fact, a full 75% of all emerging infections are said to be zoonotic, or transmitted from animals to humans. Human handling of farmed chickens and pigs in Asian countries has led to zoonotic transmission of illnesses such as SARS and avian flu. Meanwhile, a rise in bushmeat consumption in Africa, where nearly 700 million wild animals were slaughtered in 2008, has also increased the risk of zoonotic transfer of new blood-borne diseases, as occurred with HIV, AIDS. Dr. Brilliant and others have thus predicted that swine flu would be neither the worst nor the last pandemic the world faces.
The severity of the current swine flu contagion is becoming clearer. French epidemiologist Dr. Antoine Flahault found that people who die from the swine flu compared to seasonal flu are 100 times more likely to have died from the virus itself rather than from secondary causes. In addition, the U.S. Presidential Council of Advisors on Science and Technology just released a report stating that swine flu is a serious threat that could hospitalize as many as 1.8 million people and cause 90,000 people to perish in the U.S. this year, twice the number in a typical flu season.
A young married couple have become the first two confirmed cases of swine flu in Kyrgyzstan. In South Africa, the death toll reached 18 and total cases reached 5,000. Other countries with recently announced fatalities include Formosa or Taiwan, Indonesia, Spain, the French territory of New Caledonia, and New Zealand. Worldwide, the swine flu has cost 2,594 lives since April 2009, out of 254,947 officially reported cases in about 180 countries. However, these numbers vastly underestimate the true totals, as so many cases go unconfirmed.
our appreciation, Dr. Brilliant, Dr. Flaholt, and all other scientists who are helping us understand the seriousness and implications of the swine flu. We reach out in shared sorrow for those who have suffered the loss of a loved one and pray for the end of this painful trend. May we soon see the halt of future pandemics through renewed respect for all lives, which will in turn safeguard ours as well.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai has designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pigs disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Canadian peace activist remembered. Social justice and peace advocate Muriel Duckworth passed away in Quebec, Canada at the ripe age of 100. Ms. Duckworth was an educator and active member of many peace and humanitarian groups, such as Voice of Women, which she helped found, as well as Oxfam Canada and the Order of Canada. She was a proclaimed pacifist in the 1940s despite the unpopularity of such a stance at the time and was drawn to membership in the Quaker religion because of its nonviolent approach. Her exemplary leadership was recognized by Nova Scotian Premier Daryl Dexter, who stated, "Muriel will be forever remembered as an ambassador of peace, defender of women's rights, and champion of educational development." We extend our condolences to the family and friends of Ms. Muriel Duckworth. May her soul rest serenely in God's forever love and light.
Formosan or Taiwanese military to focus on disaster relief. Following a powerful storm in early August that resulted in hundreds of fatalities, Formosan President Ma Ying-jeou affirmed that military efforts will now be primarily directed toward mitigation of the climate change effects. He also stated that, in line with this goal, an order for fighter helicopters is being canceled, with the allocated $300 million U.S. going instead toward relief helicopters. President Ma Ying-jeou, we sincerely appreciate such a noble redirecting of resources. With concerted efforts as these across the globe, we look forward to soon restoring the harmonious stability of our shared planetary home.
Israel seeks to resume peace talks with Palestine. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Israel expects to renew peace talks with Palestine next month following a September United Nations General Assembly meeting. The Prime Minister also spoke by phone on Sunday with His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, who encouraged him to work towards building a constructive relationship with Palestine. Prime Minister Netanyahu is also traveling to Europe this week for meetings on Middle East peace with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, U.S. Mideast Envoy George Mitchell, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Our respectful thanks, Prime Minister Netanyahu, for your expressed willingness to reconcile with Palestine, wishing for smooth diplomatic relations leading to lasting peace among all Israelis and Palestinians.
Young Afghan national released from Guantanamo Bay. After nearly 7 years of detainment, Mohammed Jawad, who is now thought to be in his early 20s and thus one of the youngest inmates, was freed on Monday. He returned to Afghanistan, where he was welcomed by eagerly awaiting family members and later went to meet President Hamid Karzai in the presidential palace. Wishing you many happy reunions with loved ones, Mr. Mohammed Jawad. May this next chapter of your life be filled with love and peace in your homeland.
Still save the planet. Day 1246. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Have to die to save the world. Just be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Save our planet. Stream and forest ecosystems endangered by climate change. A study by Oak Ridge National Laboratory in the U.S. found that a rare Arctic air mass that froze leaves in April 2007 caused the stream beneath the trees to receive more exposure to sunlight. This in turn increased the spring growth of aquatic algae, bacteria, snails, and other organisms.
However, global warming is causing forest plants and trees to leaf earlier, thus obstructing the seasonal development of biodiversity. Study author Dr. Patrick Mulholland cautioned that the continuation of such a trend could cause serious disruption to entire ecosystems because the aquatic life no longer receives the timely warmth and stimulation of direct sunlight.
Dr. Patrick Mulholland and Oak Ridge National Laboratory researchers, we are grateful for your detailed observations. May people quickly heed such warning signs and turn to more considerate, eco-friendly ways to preserve our Earth's beautiful biodiversity.
Speaking once again in concern for the fragile state of the planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of humanity's role in conserving nature during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
Everyone knows by now that protecting the environment, protecting the animals are actually protecting ourselves. So we must protect the environment. We should have more rules, more guidelines to protect a natural habitat, because sometimes we overlook the long-run effect. Then the consequence is very, very detrimental to ourselves and to the planet, just like what we are facing right now. people must be more aware of our dire situation and that everyone's responsible action does help to minimize or stop global warming. We should act fast. Because go green.
Save our planet. U.S. federal judge rules chicken waste can be regulated as pollution. Oklahoma State Attorney General Drew Edmondson raised concerns that the 345,000 tons of raw chicken sewage dumped by the chicken farms in Oklahoma and Arkansas were the equivalent of untreated sewage from nearly 11 million people and were dirtying Oklahoma's once pristine rivers and lakes. Oklahoma federal judge Gregory Frizzell agreed with the state attorney general in a ruling that said the excessive application of chicken waste could be regulated as pollution under federal anti-pollution laws. Attorney General Edmondson, Oklahoma State, and the Honorable Judge Frizzell, our sincere thanks for your concern and just ruling. May all states be encouraged to act similarly in protecting the environment and the public from the health hazards of animal farming.
Save our planet. Cubed's youth protect sea turtles. Students and teachers from University of Havana are now monitoring and protecting four species of sea turtles and their nesting grounds at the Guanahaca Bibes Peninsula in western Cuba. To keep a closer watch, camps near the turtles' popular places have been established along with night excursions to check on their safety. Bravo, University of Havana students and staff, for your dedicated efforts to protect our marine friends. With heaven's grace and your care for them, may the serene sea turtles flourish always.
Save our planet. As part of a Greenpeace solar generation project, youth participants in Kenya install solar panels on the Senator Barack Obama school in Kogalo Village, as well as on the house of the U.S. President's grandmother, Sarah Obama.
Save our planet. The Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago in Illinois, USA, launches a Green Ramadan campaign that encourages adoption of eco-friendly lifestyle changes, including reduced meat consumption.
Way to stop 80% of global warming. Use animal-free products. For more urgent details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
Lovely Jew.
Hi there. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Jew and I are both vegan.
Today, we have an eco-friendly tip on camping.
The next time you are buying a sleeping bag, consider getting one made out of recycled materials.
Yes, Ko. Ask your local outdoor store for options or choose from a variety online.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, a multinational medical agency donates $25 million for HIV/AIDS work in Zimbabwe. The Expanded Support Program, or ESP, consisting of international and Zimbabwean organizations, has funded antiretroviral medicines and other necessities to help people with HIV and AIDS. ESP will assist Zimbabwe's national treatment program and has the goal of offering medical care to 50,000 people. Our sincere gratitude, the Expanded Support Program, for your kindness towards the people of Zimbabwe. May your program have far-reaching effects in helping our brethren in need. Supreme Master Qinghai is conferring the Expanded Support Program with the Shining Well Compassion Award for its outstanding work.
In environmental news, children in Formosa or Taiwan express their concerns about the future of our planet. Delta Electronics Foundation, a philanthropic organization based in Formosa, and Business Council for Sustainable Development of Formosa sponsored a speech contest for elementary students entitled Declaration of Children Taking Actions to Love the Earth. 180 pupils spoke on such themes as What I Want to Tell the Whole World. The winner was Chao Chen from Affiliated Experimental Elementary School of National Taichung University. Ms. Chen is a member of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Our many thanks, Delta Electronics Foundation and Business Council for Sustainable Development, for hosting this event, voicing the younger generation's thoughts about preserving our planet. And congratulations, Chao Chen, for your accomplishment. May all world citizens unite and turn to a vegan lifestyle for the survival of our beloved ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, a telescope capable of viewing visible and infrared light is initiated on the Canary Islands. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more comfortable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Dr. Ian Herkstra is Scientific Director of the Water Footprint Network, a global initiative which seeks to change the way we use water before it's gone.
In Jemen is een beroemd voorbeeld dat men zegt dat men binnen enkele jaren geen water, geen grondwater meer over heeft. Dan is het allemaal uitgeput. En uiteindelijk rivieren kan je uiteindelijk leeg halen, maar verder dan leeg is ook niet mogelijk.
To find out more about this worldwide water conservation effort, please join us for Make Every Drop Count, the Water Footprint Network, today on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a joy-filled world. In technology news, the King of Spain inaugurates one of the world's biggest telescopes. His Majesty King Juan Carlos visited La Palma of the Canary Islands, Spain, which is the location of the 130 million euro Great Canary Telescope, or GCT. It is the largest of such devices for viewing visible and infrared light on Earth. The GCT has a surface of approximately 82 square meters and can assist in research such as the study of new planets, galaxies, and black holes. It was developed by the Canary Islands Astrophysics Institute, with the majority of its construction funded by the Spanish government and the remaining 10% by Mexico and University of Florida of the United States. What exciting news! A respectful appreciation, Your Majesty King Juan Carlos, Spain, Mexico, and University of Florida, for your joint galactic endeavor. May new discoveries lead to an ever greater honoring of all of God's creation.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Hindi, entitled New Brother.
एक बार, चार वर्ष की जूली, पहली बार, अपने नवजात भाई की ओर बड़े गौर से देख रही थी। उसका भाई बड़ी गहरी नींद में सो रहा था। वहां आराम से पड़े अपने छोटे भाई को कुछ मिनट देखकर जूली ने अपनी माँ की ओर ऊपर देखा और पूछने लगी, क्या ये बैटरी के साथ नहीं आया था?
And now for our viewers hotline.
Hi, Supreme Master TV. I had a great fruit drink this morning. I do like dogs because I can take them hiking, camping with me in the San Bernardino Mountains. Peace and love, Journey from USA.
Serene Journey, thank you for affirming what a beautiful life it can be with vegetarian drinks, lovely canine companions, long walks, and time in blissful communion with nature. May this be our future on a vegan planet of love. With divine blessings to you and your co-citizens of the great USA.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a joy to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your steps in life be guided by heaven's boundless compassion and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Nigerian government reports continued progress in the amnesty program designed to bring peace to the region, with several thousand more people who have now voluntarily surrendered their weapons.
Organization of the American States, or OAS, head Miguel Insulza and seven foreign ministers arrive in Honduras to appeal for the reinstatement of President Manuel Zelaya and negotiate a peaceful accord.
Off the Mokohinau Islands near New Zealand, a dolphin set free from a fishing line swims around his rescuer's boat, happily performing for them in obvious gratitude for saving his life and bringing tears to their eyes.
In Tehran, Iran, an exhibit of artworks by Ali Faul Azari features calligraphy with the names used by ancient Persians to refer to God in languages such as Parthian, Syriac, Sumerian, Middle Persian, Greek, and cuneiform.
The European Space Agency launches two telecommunication satellites, a JCSAT-12 that will serve Japan, the Asia-Pacific, and Hawaii, and an Optus D3 to expand services in Australia and New Zealand.
Representatives of trade, confederations, and unions in Turkey encourage the government toward expanding individual rights and democracy to create lasting peace with the Kurdish population.
Available for $2,500 in India as the world's most affordable car, the Nano from Tata Motors passes European Union impact test requirements, with introduction in Europe and possibly the U.S. anticipated by 2012.
Saudi Arabian Director General for the Executive Board of the Gulf Cooperation Council's Health Ministers, Dr. Taufik Khoja, highlights the millions of deaths that occur from smoking and requests citizens on the holy occasion of Ramadan to stop.
American author of Meatless Soul Food, Denise Hairston, who lost four close female relatives to preventable disease, offers free 9-week lifestyle change classes to foster health in low-income communities.
Kuwait announces plans to pay citizens who have lost jobs since August 2008 a percentage of their original pay plus a cash allowance for up to 1 year or until they find a new job.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.